Even though I went by myself for the whole time, I managed to get on the right train, the right plane, the right automobile, and I'm back home now, safe and sound. Now, there we go, we've got some pictures coming up, and this is where I've been, in this country here, so you can see it's quite a long way to get there by aeroplane. Now, can some of the young people want to come a bit closer? Because I want to show you some interesting money. Do you like money? Yes, I like money. This money's absolutely incredible, because you need to come a little bit... Actually, that's a euro. I don't know what that's doing there. That's probably worth the least. Now, if you hold that, and if you'd like to hold that, and would you like to hold that? Now, I don't know if I've got any more Romanian money. Oh, I might have one more little one there. There we go. Romanian money is really, really interesting, because it's got a little window in it. So if you hold it up to the light, can you see the little window? Oh, that's clever, isn't it? And if you look through there, you can see and you can wave to people. It's like looking through a house, isn't it? Because Romanian money is made out of plastic. That's really clever, isn't it? So you can put it in your pocket, you can put it in the wash, you can blow your nose on it. You can do all sorts of wonderful things with it. You can stick it in your ear and you can clean it and it stays exactly the same. How fabulous is that? So Romania is an absolutely amazing country. Now, what if we can have the lights off at the back? I'll take those back if I can, because then when I go back out again, I can buy myself an ice cream. Okay, thank you. I tell you what, that's 10 on there. Do you know what that's worth in English money? That's 10 lei. You can have another look later if you want to. Anybody got any idea? No, not 10 pounds. It's about £1. About £1.80. About £1.80. So you wouldn't get an awful lot with that. Okay, do you want to see some pictures of where I've been?
Yeah.
Hello? Anybody out there?
Yeah.
You've all stayed at home and brought your bodies. Now, I've been here and I had to fly into this airport here. It's called... Anybody try and pronounce that? Any of you children? Close. What do you think, Leah?
Timisoara,
yes. Now, I last went to Timisoara in 1991 when I had hair. And I had to have a different passport now, otherwise I wouldn't be able to get in. And somebody picked me up from Timisoara, there's the airport, and they took me to this place called Arad. And when you get to Arad, there's this big plaque on the wall, just to make sure you've got in the right place. And most people live in houses like this. And you can see they've put a few extras on top to make a bit of money. And parts of the city of Arad are really, really nice. And you can see there's a nice tram there. The tram's really, really quiet, so if you're hard of hearing, you don't look, you know, when you step across the road and you look right thinking the traffic's coming towards you, you actually look left. Otherwise you get tooted and waved at by the driver and says, get out of the way, because I looked the wrong way and I couldn't hear him coming anyway. This is a Romanian train. Now, some of these pictures are better than others because I had to take them with my mobile phone. The ironic thing is this train's falling apart. They're still using it, but they've got curtains in there. And the curtains were brand new. Quite what that meant, I'm not too sure. This is the place of Arad where I've been staying. Now, this is the pastor of the church, and his church has got nearly 2,000 people in it. Can you imagine that? And on the Sunday, he said, "You'll be speaking at my church today." And it was just like a sea of faces. And he gave me a little internet connection. And he said, if your children back home log on, they can see you preaching, because we stream it out live. And the first day I arrived here, the pastor took me around to see some of these people. So this is an elderly lady, a widow. So we went to see her. And then this lady's in a wheelchair. And what she does is she makes little tapestries by hand and then sells them and then gives money to the poor. This was... the first Bible college I had to teach in Arad. They had a good bit of good load of students there. I had to teach Old Testament there, and they were really receptive. This is part of the church building, quite modern looking. And if you look carefully here, there's some people on violins and cellos, and they've got a big choir here. And those people, professional people, they're from the Romanian Philharmonic Orchestra. So during the week they're professional musicians, and then they're Christians, so they come and play in the worship group. And I'll tell you what, it was absolutely fabulous. Really, really good. So that Sunday was good. And then in the evening I had to go to a little village church, and they had people blowing these trumpety things. And when they were warming up, it sounded like a herd of elephants coming. something like that. So it was a little bit disconcerting. But absolutely fantastic people. There's the little village church there. That was right out in the middle of nowhere. And then I spent 4 days in Arad, and then I had to drive up to Oradea and then go to a little place which is so small it's not on there. It's called Jabbo. And here's Jabbo. It's just nestled in the foothills of the Carpathian Mountains. And if you look very carefully, you can see some snow on the tops of the mountains there. And I stayed in a house round about here. In fact, that's the view from my bedroom window. And every morning I would wake up to the sound of dogs talking to each other in Romanian. Like that. And cats having fights in Romanian. And chickens speaking to each other in Romanian, which sounded a bit like English chickens, but I'm sure it was Romanian. And then I spoke at another Bible college. Here's some of the students. There's one man here who's chief of the police for the whole county. And he's at the Bible school because he wants to learn how to handle the Bible better. And then when he's back in his police station, or the police centre, if you like, because he's the top man, he knows how to be a better witness and stronger in the Lord for it. These were two of my friends in Jabbo who were looking after me. Because I stayed in a block of flats, and outside my door, these two friends would come up and keep me company all day long, so that was nice. I then had to go from Jabbo, which is about here, to Sachava. And that takes about 10 hours by train and 12 hours by car. Now, do you remember we had a Romanian couple not long ago from Romania, which is why they're called a Romanian couple. And they were from Sachava, so I had to go and visit them. And I had to go through the mountains, and it was like being on holiday. I mean, somebody's got to do a difficult job, haven't they? And when you get up there, the air is so clear and clean. It's like somebody's taken your eyeballs out, polished them, and put them back in again. It's absolutely extraordinary, just so crisp and clean. Now, this is one of the last places in Europe where there's still wild bears and wolves. And I didn't see any wolves, but we did see a pack of dogs that were domestic dogs, but they looked like wolves because of the shape of their backs and their haunches and their big teeth and stuff. So I didn't get out of the car for very long. Here's another view. You can still see some snow in the background. And it literally took about 10 hours non-stop to drive through this mountain range. And it's beautiful, isn't it? We sat and had sandwiches up there for about half an hour. And I felt very privileged, very privileged. I was thinking of you all here back in England, because I'm sure it was 28 degrees in England, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You know, and the sun was glorious, and it was a clear sky. And you can see this road, it goes wee all the way around here, and then right through the forest. And that's the forest where there are bears and wolves and things. And they had to cut that pathway right through the forest, and then we went right through the mountains, which you'll see in a minute. And then we got to the city of Sachava. So this is where Kathleen and Paula Kreuter come from. You remember where they were with us a little while ago? And here's a moving hedge. At least I thought it was a moving hedge until we got closer and saw this poor-looking mule thing pulling all that hay. And then I stayed in a really nice flat right at the top. And I looked out my bedroom window one morning because I could hear this noise. And I thought, I wonder what that is. And there were men working on the top. Now, they've got no harnesses. They've got no safety gear. And they're quite high up, as you can see. Put a new roof on here. And they were leaning over the edge, pulling all these big chunks of roof up. And I had to walk away sometimes. I thought, there's going to be a thump in a minute. One of them's going to fall off. And as you can see, there they are. No fear whatsoever. And within about an hour and a half, they completed the whole lot. So I'll have to get them over here to do some work in England, I think. This was the Bible college that Kathleen and Paula helped run. This is their lunchtime. So we had soup and rolls. And I'm not sure what was in the soup. It was about an inch of fat on the top, and then an inch of vegetables, and then an inch of, I don't know what it was underneath. And then there was something else underneath, which looked like mushrooms, but didn't taste like mushrooms. But it was really nice and tasty. So Romanian food's really good. Here they are, having their lunch break. And then Sachava is here, and I then had to get a train from Sachava all the way back through the mountains to a place called Cluj na Poca. Sounds like a cappuccino coffee, doesn't it? And here's one of the trains. They look quite old, don't they? And they're really slow. They do about 40 miles an hour, so you could almost get out and push the train up the mountain. It's really, really slow. And there's no water, there's no drinks or food on the train, and we won't talk about the toilets. We'll move on to the next picture. This is Cluj. It's the second biggest city in Romania, and it's absolutely beautiful. Lots of really beautiful old buildings and things. That's Cluj-Napoca Airport. Do pray for us at SGA. As you probably know, we're involved with Bible college work, we're involved with leadership support, we're involved with literature translation, and we're involved with crisis response, which is like widows or other crises. This is my main work, going out to teach. We've got 19 Bible colleges that we support. There's two more in the pipeline. In 9 different countries, and over 400 students. And you would think with all that kind of work, there'll be a lot of us, but I think there's about 7 of us that do this. So we're very, very busy. So do pray for us. Thank you so much for your prayers while I was away. Even though I was alone all by myself the whole time, I was really well looked after, and I didn't feel lonely. I knew God was with me, and I knew God's strength helped me. I only had one bad day, and that was when I woke up one Saturday, because I knew I'd got 10 hours of teaching and then 2 hours of a youth meeting at the end of the day. And I thought, I really don't want any more, Lord. I'd rather stay in bed. This bed's really nice. And but I really felt God helping me and people praying back home in England. And I managed to get through and do everything I should do and arrive in the right places at the right times and everything else. So thank you very much. Thanks, Clive.
We've got a song now before the young ones go upstairs. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Let's stand and sing.